Get on.
Dinner is served, but not as these cows know it. At the CSIRO's Lansdowne Research Station west of Townsville, this herd of cattle are being put on a new diet.
We're introducing them to this diet very slowly over a period of about a month.
Research scientist Dr. Rob Kinlay is feeding these cows with a barley, molasses and seaweed mix.
It's just at the very front end of the research trial. So these animals have been grass-fed up until now. We will have a completely balanced diet for them, and the seaweed will be mixed in just as we're getting ready to serve it up.
He hopes that by eating this seaweed, the cows will produce less methane. Methane is released through burping and is created in the digestion process of cellulose in the rumens of livestock. This trial is based on similar research with sheep that showed impressive methane reductions after the animals were fed on algae.
Well, the sheep were affected at a rate of about, depending on how much of the seaweed that they got, because it was a gradient diet, so some of them were getting 1% of their diet as seaweed, some of them 2%, and some of them 3%. So as you went up the ladder, they were getting, it was like 60% at one, 60% reduction for a 1% diet of seaweed, and then 2% was 70%, and once you give them 3%, it was 80%.
Rob Kinlay hopes the beef trial will yield even better results than the sheep one.
That particular seaweed was of a low quality. The seaweed we have for this study, which is very similar to the sheep study, it's just a lot more controlled. It's a little more advanced in the way it's laid out. We're measuring more aspects, and so we're expecting to see similar things, maybe even better, because the seaweed we have for this study is much better than what we fed to the sheep.
While the trial is tipped to be successful, CSIRO research scientist Ed Charmley says he hopes to see extra benefits to feeding seaweed to cattle.
I guess what we're really interested in is what the effects are on performance. So if we've got less methane being produced, that energy can then go into live weight gain. So do the cattle actually grow faster as well, which would really be a fantastic outcome if that is the case. So we're really interested in the performance of the cattle, the feed intake of the cattle, whether or not they eat more or less when we've got this algae in there, because it's only in a very small proportion, about 2% of the diet.
So algae could potentially reduce methane emissions in beef cattle and could also have some unknown benefits, at least on production or meat production or growth, that you don't yet know. When do you hope to have some data or some outcomes from this research?
Certainly this calendar year, and based on that, I think if the results look very promising, there'll be interest to do, you know, more extensive work, probably at a more of a feedlot scale. So we're just feeding a small number of animals because we only have a small amount of algae, but it'd be great to, and I know Rob's been in touch with feedlots who would be interested in doing this at a sort of commercial scale, just to test what's happening in the real world.
But growing the seaweed on a commercial scale is the challenge. The species used is called Asparagopsis taxiformis, and currently it's handpicked from the waters off central Queensland. Rob Kinlay again.
Unfortunately, there's nowhere to buy it, so it was manually harvested by scuba divers. So scuba divers go down, they'd cut it loose, stuff it into bags, and then snorkelers were coming down and collecting the bags, taking them up to the barge, and then being frozen right there. The Keppel Islands off Rockhampton, Yeppoon.
But that hand-picked seaweed is hardly enough to feed the 30 or so million cattle in Australia. So the solution is to farm it. But that's also difficult. That's because there are no producers of this type of seaweed anywhere in the world.
This seaweed has never been farmed before. This is a discovery that we made by testing a wide range of seaweeds. So we had quite a number of seaweeds that we started with, and this one showed up as being the number one candidate, the most effective that we could find. And it's not farmed by anybody anywhere in the world, so we can't buy it. But we are right now, through CSIRO's innovation accelerator program, trying to develop a supply chain. So we have a number of people who are interested in doing it, but there is no how-to manual.
If someone can commercialise the production process, there's money to be made. Agriculture contributes more than 15% to Australia's overall greenhouse gas emissions, and almost 70% of that is from sheep and cattle. In 2015, the same team of CSIRO researchers proved methane emissions from cattle in Australia were 24% lower than previously thought, equivalent to 12.6 million tonnes of carbon dioxide a year. That's because researchers developed more accurate ways to test cattle emissions. But there is still pressure on the livestock industry to reduce methane emissions overall. And not just the Australian industry. Rob Kinlay, again.
California just got slapped with a tax on emissions that's going to result in about $150 million every year to the livestock industry. So they are really keen, and they're actually asking even for small amounts of seaweed. The scientists out of Stanford and UCal Davis have been after some. We're going to ship them a bit so that they can test it in their feeding systems so that they can get it speeded up as well.